Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, and as your Game Master, I welcome you back to the world of Riven, the Shattered Continent. Will the rest of this merry band introduce themselves?
Hello there, I'm Harkos Ironjaw Pissarro, and I'm an Alacocra monk. And the world is confusing lately, but I plan to use my second chance to give everyone else theirs. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw. The world is strange right now, but I have given my word. No matter how fate directs me, I shall stand and protect those who cannot protect themselves. Portrayed by Brad Konauer.
Thanks, crew, and thank you for joining us at our table. Now, prepare yourselves for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, listeners. Ken, your Game Master here. I want to thank you for joining us here at Rolling in the Geek. We are once again, though, asking you for your support, because through your support, we are able to create content with improved quality and quantity. Check out Rolling in the Geek over on Patreon and choose a tier with rewards that fit you. Every little bit helps us along our path. Now back to three guys who are more excited to game than sleep. Last time on Rolling in the Geek, the team ascends the stairs to the surface, ushering their injured companions towards safety. Along the way, Trevor and Harkos get a feeling that they should stay behind, so they send Lenara and William to lead the group. After they are alone, a passageway folds open in the stone on their side, and they walk into a lounge area with Alakandar and Malus. Alakandar speaks his progenitor's words as Trevor notices Malus roll his eyes. Thus begins a verbal duel between the three. Malus tells the duo that he wants his daughter to succeed and be happy, but doesn't want her to subjugate an entire world's worth of people. This rubs Harkos especially the wrong way, as he cannot see someone who stands by Syraxis' side, especially her father, as a good person. Eventually, he reveals that his help is not just words and questions, but that he has something to help them. He reveals the jar holding Henshi Darath, the Brass Methuselah. He tells them that her herald, Purwa, is searching for her Methuselah in the southern Loxfang Mountains, following a false rumor that she is there. and that they should head south through a certain shining silver city and then head to the coastal mountain range. As they leave, he tells Trevor that the dragon's return is not his fault and that he set Trevor to be the trigger for this event because of his mother and father being blood from both sides of the Dragonborn, and that it had to be Trevor. This doesn't make Trevor feel any better. They reach the surface and make a plan to try to evacuate Aetherport. William goes to muster his guard to aid in this, while the rest go to the Brava to send word out from above. Harkos and Avalon take to the skies as the Brava takes flight as well. Trevor's words do little to stir the people to action, so he pleads to Numerath for aid. They watch as dawn breaks over the horizon, spreading golden wings of light in protection over the city, burning away the snow clouds as Trevor's voice is amplified across the entirety of Aetherport at once. People begin to notice now as the earth begins to quake under their feet. And that is where we pick back up. So Trevor and Harkos, you were watching as these golden rays of light encircle the city of Aetherport, burning away the snow and the clouds above. And you hear Trevor's voice almost like it's coming out from the sky above you even. You see people come out of their homes, start paying attention. But as you see that, you can tell that the earth done be quaking. So this is what we're going to do. You set in motion at least one other thing, which was William going to try to find Lord Tyrellian Lavenworth, who Malus said would be of some assistance. I pre-rolled how much of the city is preparing to evacuate. So tell me what else you want to do to aid in this, and then we'll kind of go from there. So you've got one thing in motion that William and his men are trying to find Tyrellian, but what else do the two of you want to try to do to get these people out into safety?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm kind of out of ideas.
Fuck.
I can tell you that there is a significant increase in the number of people that are moving and starting to try to get to the edges of town. But I am not going to give you that exact number, like percentage.
I don't know what else could be done. I mean, we can't specifically do anything more.
Is there a part, are there, how do I want to word this? Is there a part of town that maybe either A, doesn't seem to be moving as much, or B, is like maybe chaotically moving, so they're getting, you know, like clustered?
So why don't you roll an investigation? And we will see what you can find from above. Go ahead and do so with advantage, because you've been watching
this
whole
thing. That's good, because that was a 2. And that's a nat 20, so I'll take that.
Okay, so there is definitely an area that generally is not moving as much as the rest. You've got some scattered pockets of less activity, but the area that is definitely not like up and at 'em and trying to get out is the core, which surrounding the central keep is the wealthier area of the city. And people there are not moving as much as on the outer areas.
Okay, so Zuriel still on the boat with us?
Yes.
I'm gonna look at her and go, I don't suppose you have some nifty thing in your pouch there that could help me get to the ground without injuring myself?
Oh, jeez. All right. So she like takes a bag off of her belt.
It's gonna turn you into a coin.
No, that's a me trick. Thank you. She takes a bag off of her belt, and she opens it and like goes shoulder deep into the thing and starts pulling out some random shit. So she pulls out some sort of like long cloak, and goes, that's not useful, throws it off to the side. She pulls out a handful of different coins that look like they're from different areas, and she goes, stuff those back in. She pulls out a set of handcuffs. She's like, that's not useful or your business. then she pulls out a pair of rather sturdy looking leather boots. And she goes, probably these are your best bets. Just don't fall. Like, land on these, but don't fall.
Pardon?
You can land on the shoes, but don't belly flop. That's not going to help.
Okay. That's not comforting, but I think I understand.
Basically, it's kind of an invention of her own, that like an infusion that she's made, that it is a pair of boots that, as long as you successfully perform a dexterity check and land on your feet, that you will not take fall damage up to a certain point. But if you don't make the save, that you'll take fall damage as normal.
Oh boy. Okay, so I'll slip those on real quick.
Okay. It's a very complicated tie system that's on them, like unnecessarily so. And you discover that she has bigger feet than you.
Interesting.
Which, you know what that means. She's got bigger socks than you two.
Right. And hands. She got big hands.
Oh, she's fucking tall.
She's a tall lady.
Okay, so once I get that navigated, I'm going to look at Lenara. She's piloting, right?
She's not the pilot, no.
Oh. Okay, well, whoever's currently steering our ship.
There is a gentleman named Eduardo that is the helmsman. I'll just pull random ass name out of my hat.
Cool. So I'm going to point and towards
Now I've made Eduardo real in this fucking world, and I swear to God, if you guys interact with them, I'm going to kick you.
Excuse me, Eduardo.
God damn it.
Can you get me over the center area, please?
Oh, yes, sir. I can definitely do that.
I hate you.
See, you brought this on yourself.
No, I didn't need a name. I didn't ask you for a name. I just needed to know that. I just wanted you to know I was going to talk to the person currently steering the ship.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go back to just being a random background character that steers the boat.
I'll strike you.
I'm a good navigator.
You will be struck tomorrow. Anyways.
Are you done with me? Can I go back to... This is a little Kermity, isn't it? It feels Kermity. Are we good? Are we back to you,
yeah,
and Lenara?
Yeah, we're We're solid.
Okay. So yeah, Lenara's there. She's you know, there were still some injured people, so she's kind of running back and forth, making sure that everybody has what they need.
I don't need her for anything.
Oh, well,
I just,
fine.
Was,
you don't need her either.
Whoever was steering, because if she's not steering, she doesn't do very good right now.
Oh yeah, I'm back in the fort. I'm back in the limelight.
Oh my god!
Let's do this. What do you need? Eduardo's time to shine. You need closer so that you can jump off? Is that what the plan was? I owe Silver away.
Are you just not talking to me now?
How close do you want to the ground? I'll put it whatever footage that you want. Do you want 17 and a half feet? I can do that.
As close as you can feasibly get to me.
I'd say without risk of damaging the ship or buildings, I'd say probably about 30 feet.
That's fine.
Okay. You know, don't duck and roll when you hit the ground, because, you know, you don't want to put all that pressure on your knees. Just trying to be helpful. I don't know why you gotta be a dick about it. I'm flying down to 30 feet now. We have arrived at 30 feet if you're wanting to go ahead and do this.
Okay, I'm gonna jump over the side.
I don't know why you hate me.
It's the last thing you hear as you jump over the side. So go ahead and roll a dexterity check for 30 feet. The DC will be... So you just need to beat a 12. You got magical aid.
I need to be a 12?
Yeah.
Oh boy, okay.
I am concerned that nothing is being said.
I don't superhero land. I got a 10.
So you'll take fall damage as normal, unfortunately. I tried.
At least it's only from 30 feet,
yeah,
so.
It's not awful. So 10 damage from the fall. You fall and you don't quite land like flat on your feet like the stipulation on the magic item was. So you land kind of like off kilter a little bit and just go and face plant.
Ugh.
That wasn't how you're supposed to do it.
These shoes are a little larger than I'm used to.
That sounds like a you problem.
Yes, it is.
I'll see you when you get back.
Now that I'm down there and I'm in the area, I'm going to, first of all, thaumaturgy my voice again and repeat the original thing I was saying. And then, since thaumaturgy is a cantrip and I can keep recasting it, I'm also going to unconventionally use my spirit guardians and pop them and use them to help direct traffic.
Go ahead and roll me a persuasion check. Let's see how good you are now that you're like in the midst.
At least I have a fucking bonus to persuasion. That'd be a 25.
Okay.
You get an extra 3 people.
So you have it is not a large percentage. I'm using the same system as before, that it is not a large percentage of people that are coming out. But you do have a man who comes out very well dressed, like tuxedo, like a full cravat and a walking cane. You can tell it's some sort of like probably a merchant elf that comes out as Sir, we heard you the first time when you were saying that from above. But I'm not really willing to just leave my home behind. I see no reason to be getting all in a bluster about a little bit of snow. This is your roadblock, is this representative of the wealthy district.
You know what, sir? Believe me or don't. The rest of the people are in the process of leaving the city, and what will happen to you won't do you any good to have your money or your house or anything left. So if you don't believe me, fine, stay here. You'll be comfortable in your bed when all of this happens. But I warned you, and we are trying to get as many out of the city as possible.
It's very brash.
I don't have time to sugarcoat anything for someone who's only worried about their money and their possessions. We are worried about lives.
See, he wipes a little bit of, like, you, like, almost like he's like wiping away something from his face.
Yes.
If that's the case, then go on. And I've weathered more than one problem in town. I don't see why this would be another.
If I wasn't flying around doing superhero shit, I'd come assist you, but I ain't helping. You're on your onesies.
Okay, this is what I want to do. I want to try to call for Davinia.
Say what you're going to say to try to get her, and then roll. It's going to be a pretty big religion check.
Ouch. Okay. Okay. Numerath has assisted me, I'm sure, as much as he can, but I know you can be here, and your presence would be greatly appreciated. I think it would help us save more lives if you could assist for a moment.
Roll your religion check.
Not as good as my persuasion. Oh, okay. Dirty 20, though.
Okay. So you feel a hand on your shoulder, and you turn, and there is Davinia. In the orc form that she had come to you from, or that you had seen her in Iron's Edge.
So is the guy still there?
He started to walk away.
Sir, if you would, another moment of your time.
Oh. What?
And I'm going to turn to Davinia and go, I know this is asking a lot, but can you show your true self?
You see, she just stares at you like real long. Yeah, she has a really concerned look in her eye.
Listen, I don't know how else to convince these people.
Oh God.
Pompous or not, they deserve saved also.
Roll a persuasion check with advantage.
Ew. Another good one for giving me advantage. Thank you. First one's 18. And we're going to go with an 18.
All right. Oh, I really hope that this doesn't turn out bad. And she waves across her face, and you see her drop the orcish form, and is now standing there, Davinia, herald to Numerath.
So, is the guy looking at us?
Yes. And
so, I'm going to go.
Did you just tell the DM to hang on?
I fucking did. You will hang on. I'm going to say, sir, I introduce you to Davinia, herald to the golden flame, the purifying light, the firstborn son, the Methuselah Numerath.
And this gentleman pees himself and then runs away. I rolled. He rolled okay. Very not well. I don't think that quite worked out the way that you wanted it to.
It definitely did not. I thought proof would work, but you know, whatever. I don't know what else to do. They only care about their belongings, not their lives. They don't want to listen.
These people have lived quite the pampered life. I don't expect that they'll be really super willing to just move. I know that this isn't my regular accent, but for some reason I'm having a hard time finding it. That's the DM talking, and for some reason my voice just isn't cooperating very well, but I feel like I'm getting dangerously close to Australian.
Wow.
I'm blaming it on the teriyaki chicken, man. I don't know. I gotta access my southern roots here. Y'all. Is that good?
No, oh, Jesus.
Anyway, I don't know. I could try to roll with the fear. See if I can just scare a whole bunch of them to move. I kind of have an idea of what's going on here. Since Numerath,
I'm not discrediting your idea, but I mean, you're the good guys.
I didn't really feel good about that one, no.
No.
Well, I'm open to suggestions. Any further ideas that we could,
Can you carry me into the air?
It's not how it works, no. It's more of a physics thing than it is a strength thing.
Okay.
Roll a insight check for me.
8 to insight.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 12.
No. Okay. You have one of those thoughts that's like right at the edge of your mind, but you can't quite grasp onto it. It's right there. You know that there's an idea. But it's just right there. So you're in the middle of this. Herkos, any thoughts on what you can do to try to push this city towards movement?
The only thing that crosses my mind that feels like something that would come across Harkus's mind is, I mean, the Numerath Trevor voice is booming across the city. So, I mean, that message is being relatively exhausted. So the only thing I can think of that makes sense anyway, because I had a couple thoughts, but I don't like some of them. Would be for Harkos to kind of just go down on the streets and start rapping on doors of people that don't look like they're moving.
Hey,
why don't you to get that, like, express the urgency in what is happening.
Go ahead and roll an investigation check. I think with the advantage that I gave to Trevor, since you kind of had a bird's eye view.
Dick.
I'm sorry. I'm pretty sorry.
That's not bad. So that's a 21. 21 it is.
Okay. So you spot a few areas that look similarly to what Trevor just went after. You find a couple of areas that are similarly inactive, that there's not a whole ton of people in the streets.
Okay, so I'm going to so that you said I spotted a couple of them.
Yeah, there. Let's just say two. There's two pockets of inactivity that you can see.
So I'm gonna swoop down to Avalon, and I'm gonna tell her, "All right, we're gonna split up here for a moment. I need you to go over to that little pocket there that looks like no one's moving, and just do your best to try and convince them out. Don't tell them the truth, because, well, no one wants to believe it. But as awful as it sounds, do your best to frighten them out of their house. Not you personally, but with information."
Okay.
I know that's very strange instruction, but it's all we can do. We can't tell them it's dragons, because they'll laugh at us and stay. And I mean, if that's how it has to be, I know we're not getting everybody, but it's not going to stop me from trying. And I know the dragon conversation, it went over so well when we spoke to the king and his court. So what's the use in speaking to these people that way? I know not what you'll say, but I have faith that you'll do your best.
I will definitely try.
And I'll gesture to the other one a bit, and I'll go over here and do the same.
All right. So what I'm going to do this as like a blanket thing. So yep. What do you say? And then we will have you roll accordingly.
I thought about this as I was coming up with this idea. So Harkos is going to go up to houses and tell people that the king, in trying to amass his powerful army, was messing with some magic that he shouldn't have been, and a very powerful dark spell has gone extremely awry beneath the castle, and it's causing the tremors, and we need to get people as far away from the center of town as possible. Ooh. For fear of collateral damage.
Okay. So I'm going to say that you're using deception for this.
Yes.
Was that what you were gunning for? Was deception?
Kinda. I mean, I wasn't trying to make it deception, because I'm fine in deception, but I figured that's what it would be, because Harkos has reached a point that in this specific situation with Aetherport, he's not going to tell anybody the truth unless he thinks it's going to matter. Which, with a bunch of, no offense to the people living here, a bunch of nobody townspeople, they don't matter. Like, not in the sense of trying to convince them of the truth. Like, they matter because Harkos wants to save them, because every life is important or whatever, but he's not going to spend time trying to be like, no, really, I'm telling you the truth, and give them the whole spiel. He's going to do whatever he can to make it scary, like he told Avalon to do.
All right. So go ahead and roll your deception. I would say, with what you gave me, go ahead and do it with advantage.
Okie dokie. Oof, that's good. That one, that's a 14 total. That came out of the tray, but that's an 18 on the die plus 5, so that's 23.
Okay.
And I will go.
Okay. So you are able to get a pretty sizable chunk of your section here to actually get up and move. I think that you catch the sense that these people are aware of kind of how much things have been cracking down and are buying into that. That's a reasonable scenario based on what they've been experiencing. So you get a pretty big majority. I'd say you only have a couple of houses that are being stubborn and are just, you know, they're that type that they just don't want to leave their home.
I was born here, damn it, I'll die here if I have to.
I wasn't going to go that offensive, but yeah.
That's just my go-to for people who don't want to leave. Like, more power to you. Like, if you got that gusto, sure. Harko, by the way, anyone who does that, not to try and assuade anything else, Harkos, just because he needs to, is going, like, he's going to have a very, like, let-down side. He's going to go, okay, well, I tried, and then move on to the next house whenever that shit comes up.
Yeah.
Just for the audience to know that.
I rolled, and it was 88%.
Jesus.
Of your section there. So now I'm going to roll Avalon's. So you meet back up. I'm assuming that you meet back up?
Yeah.
Okay. You meet back up with her. I did not have much success. I am sorry. I got a few, but not many.
It's all right. We can only do what we can. We don't have the time, we don't have the resources or the means, and what's coming, there's no way to make people see it. So there are going to be like I told William, we're not going to win, but we don't have to lose completely.
So between the activities that the both of you have been doing, I'm going to say that there's some amount of time that has gone on here, that you're getting into kind of the middle stages of the afternoon. It is at this point that you see, a flare go up from nearby the keep. Some sort of signal has been sent off.
Head that way?
Yeah, I think Harkos will bird pedo in that direction as well.
I'm going to motion for Davinia to follow me.
It is at this point that you feel another tremor stronger than the first underfoot. You head towards the keep, all four of you, apparently. And do you take Avalon or no?
Yeah. I'm not gonna leave her hovering around by herself right now.
Okay. So the four of you meet back up at towards the keep. There you see William along with Lord Tyrellian Lavender.
Oh, it is great to see you. Good job, William.
I didn't know which one of us you were talking about.
Both of you, but good job. Tyrellian.
First things first. Before we get too much deeper into this, did you have Davinia go back to her previous form?
I didn't say it, so no.
I would say in this situation, not that it's my game, that Ken either needs to make a roll or decide what Davinia would have chosen to do, because
that's fair.
I was going to say, Brad also didn't say anything, but
that's exactly what I was
I don't think
to.
Trevor would have been thinking about it.
But Davinia also has the reasoning that Trevor was kind of nonchalant about. Show your face. So she's kind of like, maybe this is just fine. I can see it both ways, for okay. sure.
So she does, after the interaction with the fuckface over in Richtown, she does shift back to her her orc form.
Okay.
So the four of you meet up.
That would have been interesting.
It would have been. The dice have made me sad in this moment. The four of you meet up. William shows you that he has Lord Tyrillian. So Tyrillian will kind of step in front of William and give you both a head nod. And is there anything that I can be of assistance with? I have already had some of my people escort King Gibbous out, and he is on his way to safety, but...
None of the rich people are moving.
I can see that as being a problem, yes.
That's a major problem. Okay, so I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Thaumaturgy. Now, it doesn't state it has to be me, like, on some of these things, but for the voice thing, it says your voice booms up to 3 times as loud as normal. Could I use that on someone else?
Give me a sec.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No.
Shit. All right. Well, in that case, what should I say to them? I don't know. I can speak a few other languages. Maybe that would help. I don't know. I'm out of ideas.
Let's you and I and your rather large orc friend can head that direction, and maybe I can meet. Just being there with you, I can make some difference.
Good, then we shall find the guy that we just spoke to.
But
that's where I'm heading.
Yeah, lead on. So he follows you back towards Richton. Parkos, William will look at you and say, I've got most of my guards at exits of the city trying to get people out as smoothly and carefully as possible. Is there anything else that we can do?
I don't think so. We tried to convince as many stragglers in the immediate area as possible, and Trevor and crew are dealing with the hoity-toities, and I mean, it's... We still have time to make sure that everyone gets as far away as possible, but it's looking more and more like we're at capacity for who's choosing to listen.
Okay.
The big thing is obviously yourself. We need you to get to safety too, you and your men, as soon as you can, obviously.
Most of my men are at the edges of the city, or most of my guards are at the edges of the city escorting people out, but we're Harkos. Our lives are not as important as the people of the city. They're innocent. We need to get as many of them out as possible.
Well, unless you want to go around dragging people out of their homes, kicking and screaming, we've gotten the people that we can. I mean, Tyrillian is going to help where he can, but I don't. People don't care. I mean, there's not been anything this bad in thousands of years. No one's had to worry.
He walks up to you and he puts a hand on your shoulder. Harkos, you said that we couldn't save everybody. And if I'm not saved because I helped save other people, then I've died a good death. And maybe it won't turn out that way, but I'm willing for that to happen if it means that I get some people out of here.
So he's got his hand on Harkos' shoulder, and Harkos is going to give a pause while that happens as he kind of soaks it in, and there's going to be like a faltering in his face, like he wants to say something and argue. But as I stated last week and in Under the Trenchcoat and stuff, Harkos is... he's being forced to darkly mature, and not in an evil way, but in an understanding that the world's not sunshine and rainbows. Not that it ever was, but, you know, like he's losing his optimism, sort of. He's being more realistic. So he's going to bring his hand up behind William's head and kind of bring it in like forehead to forehead type situation. I don't like the thought of you expiring for people who don't want to care, but I understand your choice. And then he's gonna break from that and give him like the warrior hug, like the fist on the back, like pat him twice, and step away and hold him at like arm's length on his shoulders. William, I do hope that this isn't the last time that we see each other, and I know you're going to do everything you can for the city, just as you always have. And I wish that I had the gall to do it with you, but I know that my fight can't end here, as selfish as that somewhat sounds. And should you fall for this city, we will make sure it is known, and I hope that Saloon can guide you to the light.
You can see that he's teared up a little bit. His eyes look heavy and wet, and he looks at you and he said, you know, most of those people who are walking out the gates right now that will be safe, they'll never know that it was you and your friends that saved them.
but I know. I know without you, most of these people would die tonight. You're a good man, Harkos. I hope I get to see you again, too. In this world or in the next. And he grabs a hold of his spear and he runs.
He better freaking make it out. Can you hear me?
You guys inspired something in William that he didn't really have before. And this is his moment. So we'll see what the dice tell us when we get there.
That's
Did you
fine.
Hear me, dice? Did you hear me, Ken's dice? You better let him fucking live.
So Harkus is going to turn to Avalon. And he also has wet eyes. And he's just gonna tell her this shouldn't have been his war. It shouldn't have been any of their war. Shouldn't have been our war. But we don't have time to dwell on that now. When we make it out of here, we can focus on what we lost. We should catch up and finish helping in whatever way we can. And
so as you turn to leave, you see someone familiar. Someone that you've seen many, many, many times in Aetherport.
Fucking Tabaxi.
You see Aquin standing about 15 feet behind you.
This should not have been anybody's war. No? Should have stayed between me and my kind. But we have involved all of you nonetheless. I expect that this reveal is not as shocking to you as it may have been a few days ago.
No, I, some information came to light that made you and your Methuselah Leskarnik, much less of a shock than it probably should have been.
Well, this is fine. I can tell you that you have caught the interest of my Methuselah, and they are greatly looking forward to speaking with you. Now, if I may, this will take just a moment. I just wanted to properly introduce myself. I am Aquin, herald to the Forest Shaper, the Cloud of Spores, the Methuselah Leskarnik. In the near future, my Methuselah will find you and will want to have a talk. I hope that you will be more willing to speak with them than you have been with others.
Well, it depends, quite frankly, on what new hell has broken loose at the time that your Methuselah decides to show up. If I'm being perfectly honest. That being said, not that I don't appreciate your forthcomingness now, unless you have some way to assist, we have innocent people that are very, very in danger within the next 12 hours. So I'm going to go take care of that now. And I guess I will see you again later.
I am sure that we will meet again. Hopefully in a better situation. Well, farewell.
Most situations should be better than this one. Then I'll turn the fuck around.
You turn around and take off.
Yeah.
And Avalon follows behind you and catches up with you. And she's, I had no idea.
About Aquin.
I stared directly at him. I had no idea.
There's a lot to unwrap from beneath that keep. Most of it from Trevor and I had talks with someone, but we can go over that when there's not an apocalypse coming. I do want to tell you, I've just not had the time.
This is not the time. I completely understand. So are you heading back to the Brava?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, we'll pass over Trevor just to make sure that everything's fine, but I'm sure he's got Davinia, he's got fucking Tyrillian, so I don't foresee there being an issue, so they're going to the Brava via Trevor.
Okay.
But just overhead, I'm not like touching down and be like, everything good? It's just gonna be passing by.
Okay. So Trevor and Davinia and Lord Tyrillian Lavin. So
we go knock on what's his face's door.
So you knock on the door and some sort of servant answers. Hello. May I help you?
The other guy did. I can't remember. Did the other guy give us his name?
No, he did not.
No. We need to speak with the owner of the house.
Oh, you... Did you have a meeting set up with Lord Adarek?
We just spoke with him recently. We need to speak with him again.
Please, come and make yourselves at home in the... entryway, and I will go and speak with Lord Adarek and see if he would be willing to meet with you.
Okay. In we go.
So he steps out of the way, allows you to come into the well-furnished entryway of this manor, closes the door behind you, gives you a bow, and then walks off. You're there waiting for a moment, and Lord Tyrillian. I can understand why you ran into some definite problems. Lord Adarek is definitely
an idiot. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, we can. He is a friend, but he's not a good friend. We travel in a lot of the same circles. It's kind of expected. He did always kind of rub me the wrong way, though, if I'm honest.
Well, you've seen my lack of patience in a normal situation, and this is definitely out of the norm, so
it would actually,
you can imagine what it is now.
It actually surprises me. I would have expected that you would be more used to going in these circles based on your family.
No, I took up a different trade.
Oh, what?
Yeah, pottery was my thing.
Pottery?
Yes, Trevor's tin glazed terracotta until my shop was burnt down.
Is heavy on the alliteration there, aren't you?
Well, I sold a lot of things, and many people knew who I was.
So after your little small talk there with Lord Tyrillian, Lord Aderic comes down, sees you and Davinia.
If you want something, then you may take it. I do not want anything to do with you.
I already told you what I want. And I brought more proof. And I motion to Tyrillian.
Lord Aderic, it is a pleasure to see you again. And they exchange pleasantries for a moment. Lord Aderic, if you don't mind me saying, quit being an ass. You and I both know that something is happening here, and it is not going to do you or any of the people in our circles any good to stay here. Please reconsider this. If nothing happens, you have your home to come back to. There is no risk in it for you. Just evacuate. You have your own ship. There's no reason that you couldn't just go out for some sightseeing and then come back. And I'm going to roll a persuasion check for Lord Tyrillian. Damn. Okay, well, fucking 19 on the die.
Some sightseeing with all of your helpers.
See, he just has kind of like a grimace on his face, and he looks over at Tyrillian, and Tyrillian gives him a glare. And then he's, fine. I'll head off then, I guess, and be back in a day or two. My wife and I have been talking about taking the young ones out anyway. So he heads off and starts doing his thing, but you and Lord Tyrillian, I am going to have roll some persuasion checks to start getting these people moving. So go ahead and roll persuasion with advantage, Trevor, to see how much more you can do here.
Okay, so with advantage, that first one was a 1 on the die.
Yeah.
Second one is a 18.
Okay. So Lord Tyrillian alongside you. You are not still able to get as much movement as I think that you would like, but you get roughly half of the wealthy district to evacuate. But even with Tyrillian helping you, these people are just, they seem very stubborn and very locked in that they are not willing to move. After some amount of this time, a heavy earthquake starts.
I'm gonna look at Tyrillian and go, we've done all we can. Let them die with their possessions. We can't waste any more time.
Roll a persuasion check.
16.
Uh,
Trevor, I'm... I... Go. Just go. I feel that I can still possibly make a difference here. And I have a lot to make up for.
Listen, you and I may not have hit it off initially, but you've already proven yourself plenty.
I'm not saying that I'm going to stay behind and let a building fall on me, but I... Trevor, I need to try to do more. But this cannot be where you fall. It can be where I do, if it needs to happen that way.
I'm gonna put my hand out to shake his hand.
He extends a hand and gives you a good solid handshake. He says, if something does happen, I am pretty much the last advisor left to King Jubilee. Can you please make sure that he is surrounded by those of adequate intelligence and morality to make sure that the world that we are stepping into is not doomed?
I will definitely make sure of it. Please be safe.
You as well. And you see him walk off to try to get to some more of these houses.
Has Kingsley returned yet?
Yes. As you were on your way, I meant to do this. I'm sorry. As you were heading back to the back to Richton with Tyrellian, Kingsley did return with a note from your parents saying that they sent the letter as they evacuated the city.
Good.
So they are not in danger.
Good.
Well, I guess we head back to the Brava. Do you wish to join me, Davinia, or...?
No, I need to, I need to return to Numerath. He expended quite a bit of energy to put himself between Syraxis and this town.
Well, I appreciate your aid, despite it not really working, and I'm very appreciative of what Numerath has done.
She wasn't just tailing you the entire time; like, she was trying to help get people moving and get people out. She wasn't useless this whole time. I did add bonuses to things, like, because I've been rolling percentages and all this stuff behind the proverbial screen. So she was of benefit. I'm not taking that away from you. Like, you did something, good. And I am giving something for that. So she was not useless, but she gives you a good clap on the shoulder and says, please keep yourself safe. I don't want to see you back in Numerath's world.
I don't wish to go back there just yet.
Until we meet again, my friend.
Yes.
And you see that she takes wing and heads off into the sky. You head back towards the Brava, which has been kind of doing like low circles to try to do as much like reconnaissance and get people moving as much as possible. Okay. So you flag him down, Eduardo
will fly the ship down so that you're like find an area that you can actually climb back aboard, and then takes to the sky again.
Oh, welcome back. It's good to see you. I'm glad you have reboarded the Brava. Yeah. I don't know why you don't like me. I'm really kind of upset about all this, but that's fine.
So, with one last bit, I'm gonna thaumaturgy again and say,
to those of you who did not heed our warnings, I pray that your souls pass on peacefully.
Kind of rubbing it in there. Yeah, a little bit of dip.
Trevor doesn't like motherfuckers that don't listen.
So,
especially rich ones.
So the Brava takes flight, and you do your last plea out through the city as the sun begins to set. As darkness starts creeping along back into the city, you see the snow clouds start to reform above Aetherport. Trevor, you get the sense that whatever power New Barath was able to exert here
has waned,
is now faded. And you can see as the skyline below you starts to move as another more devastating earthquake rolls through Aetherport. But it doesn't stop like the others have. It just keeps going. You see buildings start to fall. And heartbreakingly, you can see that there's people inside of some of these buildings as they begin to tumble. Your eye is drawn over towards the center keep of Aetherport, the King's Keep. As the keep itself is swallowed into the earth. From where this keep once stood, and now there is just a sinkhole. A line of blue light erupts from underneath the ruins. And then you see an explosion of white light as large chunks of stone, pieces of battlements, are flung away from where the keep once stood. And erupting out from this hole with a shriek that stretches across the entirety of Aetherport, and from the power that you can feel, the entirety of Riven. A scream that is backed by only what could be done by the impotent rage of a creature that once stood atop the world and for 1,400 long years has been nothing. As Syraxis is reborn to Riven. And that, my friends, is where we will call it for tonight. It's just silence, and I love it.
You know, like, obviously I knew that's where you were heading. And I had an idea. It was, well, I guess you kind of told us it was going to be a rebirth thing. But man, I'm like shaking over here.
Well, thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, we would kindly ask that you show us some support. You can do that in a couple of different ways. The first way would be if you wanted to do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. If you go to ko-fi.com, search for Rolling in the Geek, you can do a one-time donation there. Or you could do something like backing us on Patreon. We are good little warlocks and offer up sacrifices to our patrons depending on the tier that you choose. And speaking of sacrifices, John, this is your weekly sacrifice. Thank you. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at ritgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek. Or you can find us on any of your favorite of your bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter. And if you want to talk to a bunch of rad content creators, podcasters, artists, and all around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad. Nick, this week you are the sound druid of the Arctic. You search through the cold, barren expanse of our recordings to find the bits of life that can be harvested and nurtured to create the audio quality that our fans have expected. Can you please chill us something fun to go out on?
It's a resigned Hootie Hoo from Nick and Harkos as we really tried in episode 95. What a way to book in 2 years.
No kidding.
Yeah, I made that comment.
Yep, we did. We did make that comment. Tune in next week. I don't know, to see what new dicks we meet in episode 96. I don't know that we're gonna meet new people, but I need to rhyme. I do the rhyming thing. Maybe it's no one. That still counts as finding out who we meet. On what Ken said about the Patreon thing, if you like the stuff, because it is our anniversary month, last week, this week, how many freaking Fridays do we have in October? So last week, this week, and then the next three episodes, you will get the Patreon stuff for free. We're going to upload it on the Earbiggest stations. You've probably seen that, but I'm going to make sure I iterate it anyway. So you get the pre-show, you get the Under the Trench Coat. If you like that stuff, we do that all the time, not just for anniversary month. It's just on Patreon under the $5 tier, and then you get those every week. You also get them earlier, as long as I'm on top of my editing game, which currently I am, knocks on wood. Episodes come out on Monday instead of Friday. Anyway, more to the point. This week, it is the end of year two. Technically, our anniversary is on the 11th, but this is the last episode that'll air before the 11th. So, Ken requested a song. I did a song that Jen requested, and she requested a theme. I did a song that Brad requested. He requested a theme. Ken gave me free range on theme, but requested a song. It is the last song of year two, so I did write the full thing because it's a shorter song, but it's going to be longer than the other ones. Anyway, we'll get to that. So no more rambling from me. Without further ado, here is the parody for episode 95. Sorry, this is going to hit a little bit. I don't know what I am anymore. Things keep changing every day. I bid farewell to Hokkaido, the place that I was beaten and raised. 4-5 long years I suffered torment, never a respite from the hate abound. But then one night that changed, I tore the thread. I escaped my prison and flew till dawn. This hurts me too. I just want everyone to know. That's when I found my first friend, Trevor, and we forged a bond stronger than blood. It's never been easy. We walk through fire trying to save all that we can. I have had my resolve challenged lately. It's been a lot and it's breaking me. But my friends are here standing beside me, so I'll try to push through this one too. I hope someday some people will talk of my friends and the B team's deeds. I am Harkus Pissarro. I fight for Riven, and with my friends, I shall not yield. That's what you got.
Nice.
That's what you get.
And I almost feel like we should have orchestrated that with Brad and I doing backup for you.
Yeah. I was thinking that too.
I thought about that, doing the little the
and with the my place friends.
He was beaten and raised.
Yeah.
I thought about bringing that up, but we were going to dinner and I wrapped this out real quick because I didn't remember to write one because we weren't recording tonight, and then we were recording tonight, so I was all over the place, and I was like, yeah, it's gonna be too much in a short period of time. I'll deal with it.
Still fantastic, and thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you liked it. Again, this is the third time this week that the red tide have caused an uprising. This is every single time, every week that I need to call because I've had yet another problem getting paid. We have this issue. And for what purpose? They do it for sport, for fun. This is what they do to pass time at work. And it keeps people like, I have mouths to feed. I mean, come on, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.